Okay, then we want to look in Perek Tes Mehilchos Macholos Asuros. What do we find in this chapter of the Rambam? We find that the Rambam formulates a principle called Ein Iser Chalal Iser. And the Rambam applies that principle, thank you so much, to two possible cases. One case is going to be where he takes a piece of nevela and he cooks it with milk. And the question is, does he get malchus if he eats this for two different lavim, the lav of nevela and the lav of basar b'chala? And the Rambam has another scenario where he takes chalev and he cooks it with milk. So you have chalev b'chala. The Rambam applies the principle of Ein Iser Chalal Iser. Let's read the Rambam. Perek Tes Halacha Vav. Rabbi, would you mind reading the Rambam?
Yes.
If you don't mind. It's a long piece in the Rambam, but we need one punchline. So you know what? I'll read the first part of the Rambam, and you'll read the punchline. Hamavashal Basar Mesa. Mesa means the animal died without shechita, and he takes the meat of nevela, and he cooks it on chelev b'tzere, and he cooks it with chalav with milk. So the Rambam says what? Lokal bishulo v'eino lokal achilo. So is that what it says in the Rambam?
Mm-hmm.
And why? The Rambam says the following. With regard to the achilo, the Rambam is going to tell you that there's no malchus for basar b'chalav. Again, he's going to get malchus for nevela, but not for basar b'chalav. She'ein iser basar b'chalav chal al iser nevela or al iser chelev. Now the Rambam asks himself the following question. You know, there are various exceptions to the rule of ein iser chal iser. In fact, we know of three exceptions to the rule. One is called bevasachas. If you have two isurim that emerge simultaneously, then we don't apply ein iser chal iser. Ein iser chal iser means you cannot superimpose an iser shady onto an iser rishon when there's a sequence. Then the Rambam asks a second question. Have we expanded the iser? That's called an iser mosif. And the answer is no, because we had a piece of meat, and that piece of meat was also b'toras chelev b'toras nevela, and now it remains also b'toras basar b'chalav. We haven't expanded it. Then the Rambam asks a third question, and that is, have we been kolelit? Kolelit means that... No, I'm sorry, I switched the order over here. The middle case is going to be iser kolel, in the way I'm presenting it. Meaning, an iser kolel would be that expands the application of the iser in terms of the object. So this is not an iser kolel, because the same chefza of nevela that was also before you cooked it in milk is also now. Then the Rambam asks the third question, and that's called an iser mosif. An iser mosif means that you add something to the iser, not again to the heft of the iser. The heft of the iser remains the same. It's not an iser kolel, that's kolel more objects. So, like for example, if I would take a neder on a behema, and then I take a neder on all creatures, you know, all bali chayim, which would include, let's say, ophos and dogim, that would be called an iser mosif, but that would be called, excuse me, an Iser Kolel. I keep making the same mistake. Iser Kolel means that it's Kolel, not only Basar, but it's also Kolel, Dogim, Ophos, etc. But then the Rambam has another category called an Iser Mosif. An Iser Mosif means that although you don't expand the application to new objects or new items, that's not what the second Iser does, but what you do is you add some sort of Iser that didn't exist before against the same object, but we add another Iser on top. So the Rambam claims that when you cook basar chelev or basar nevela with cholov, you do not add any Iser to the original Iser, and therefore it's not an Iser mosif. What's the question we have to ask? You do add an Iser. And no, every case of any Iser Chal Iser, you had a new Iser, but it's still not an Iser Mosif. But what would make Basar B'chalav an Iser Mosif on top of Nevela? No, the Iser Achila of Nevela existed even before you cooked it with milk. But what new Iser did you add? Excellent, okay, that's all I wanted to hear, is an Iser Hanah. Are we friends? Okay. Isra Adnan. The question is, does Isra Adnan qualify as an Isra Mosif? Meaning, if Isra X, Isra number one, we'll call it, is only Asr Bachila, and now you change it in such a way that you add an Isra Adnan, does that qualify as an Isra Mosif so that we can say Yesh Isra Chal Isra? Or do we say an Isra Adnan is not considered an Isra Mosif? So for this, Rabbi, if you can fast forward to Perek Yud Dalid, Halacha Yud Tes. Again, it's a long, complicated Rambam. But in the middle of that whole maze of a Rambam, the Rambam wants to know what happens if you have an animal that you are Magdish, and then you illegally, illegitimately ate the chalev of that animal. So it's chalev of Basar Kodshin. And the Rambam wants to know, is this an Iser Kodshim? There's an Iser of Kodshim. Let's say you're not a Kohen, or it's a case of Chatas and Asham, whatever it might be. So first we have an Iser Achilas Kodshim. Now in addition, it happens to be Chalev. And it's Asur already B'Torah's Chalev. So now that you're Makdish it, we should apply the principle of Ein Iser Chalal Iser. Says the Rambam, no. The Iser Kodshim will be Chal, and it'll be violating two Isurim at the same time when he eats Chalev of Kodshim. Why? Says the Rambam, because Kodshim has an additional Iser. What additional Iser does Kodshim have that Chalev doesn't have? Iser Anah. Excellent. Chalev is Mutav Anah. I can sell it to a guy, I can feed it to my dog, but in the case of Kodshim, I can't have any Anah whatsoever. We see clearly that the Rambam is committed to the opinion that an Iser Anah qualifies as an Iser Mosif, meaning if you only had an Iser Achila and now you add an Iser Anah, that's enough of a Mosif to apply the principle of Iser Chalal Iser. Now we swing back to the Rambam in Perek Tes, and the Rambam says that if you cook Chalev or Nevela with Chalav and then you eat it, you will only be chayev for chalev or for nevela. You will not be chayev for the additional Iser of Basar Chal because ain't Iser Chal. So wait a minute. What about the Iser Anah? The Iser Anah should be an additional Iser, and we saw it in the case of Kodshim, and the Iser Anah qualifies as a Mosif, which means Yesh Iser Chal Iser. And if we apply that rule consistently to the case of Mevashel Cholov bin Avelo and Avelo bin Cholov, we should say Iser Chalal Iser, because Iser Anah is called an Iser Mosif, and the Rambam goes out of his way to say no, it's not Chal and it's not a Mosif, as if to say that Anah is on a lower level, it's not a Mosif, it's Tafel, it's secondary. But the Rambam himself is committed in Kodshim to the fact that the Iser Anah is an Iser Mosif. How do you reconcile these two? I wouldn't have even taken a stab at it. That's the honest truth. In my mind, this is a Tzarech Iyun Gadol. But you know, you can't just leave a Rambam like that, especially if you're Rav Soloveitchik, because you know, the Rambam is that's the Rambam, you know what I'm saying? So in this next paragraph, Kfar Heir, the Rav is going to introduce a Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in Masech Krisus. And this is going to shed a whole new light on Mosif as far as Hanah is concerned, whether Hanah is Mosif or not. And if we get down to brass tacks and we analyze and we define whether or not Hanah is Mosif, and when it is Mosif, we're going to understand the difference between Basar B'Cholov on top of the Vela and Kodshim on top of Chelev. So the Rambam is where it's in Pirush HaMishnayos. Can I borrow the Rambam for just a second? How many times, again, this I'm just joking with you, but how many times does the Torah say that you're not allowed to have Hanah from Basar B'Cholov? Zero, correct? Zero. All the Torah said, or I can even ask you a more radical question. How many times does the Torah prohibit you from eating Basar B'Cholov? Zero. So the Rambam is bothered by this, believe it or not. You know, this is a question that you would expect, you know, one of the Mefarshei HaTorah to ask, or maybe Nechama Leibovitz would ask this question. But instead, the Rambam himself addresses this question. Let me read to you the Rambam, Perek Tes, Halachas Aleph and Beis. The Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, Basa B'cholav, Asa Levashlo, V'asa Liochlo, V'asa Banoch. And then the Rambam goes on to say whether it has the din of Nikbarim or Nisrafim, because Yisrael I know very often are called Nisrafim, like Arla. And the Rambam says Bas B'cholav is Nikbarim. Fine, that's already details. But the Rambam has already formulated three different Isurim in the case of Basa B'cholav.
You conveniently left out we already put in Minat Torah.
Correct. I'll get back to that. Because I want to quote to you a Shach, which is pretty way out. So, see, when I read the Rambam, I don't read it for Yechiel because he has everything in the computer. So I can't be one step ahead of you. So it's not fair because I assume you don't have the Rambam in front of you. So I could fudge it and leave out a word that might be crucial. But in any event, it's fair to assume, again, I'll get back to the Shach later, that the Rambam holds that the Torah repeats itself thrice in order to establish three different Isurim. The Rambam's language is a little bit difficult, I admit, and the Shach claims that he has a claim here, but we'll see about the Shach's claim. Well, so the Rambam says the following. Mishabishel Mishneim Kizayis Lok. Again, we have to understand exactly what that means. Bishel Mishneim Kezayis. Does the Rambam mean that he has a half a Kezayis of Basar and a half a Kezayis of Cholav, and therefore he gets Malkus? Or maybe the Rambam means Mishneim Kezayis, each one of them has a Kezayis. That's going to be a Sugya of Rav and Levi. Did we learn that Sugya together? Rav and Levi? We did. Do you remember what daf it's on? You know, Yosef, we could apply your rule that from one day to the next, I could say the same shir over and over again. Nobody would know the difference, right? Yeah?
I don't remember.
Okay, so open up, if you can, to Daf Kuf Ches Omid Beis. I believe it's on Omid Beis. It may be quoted on Omid Aleph, but Gufa, and the Gemara analyzes and dissects this machlokas on Omid Beis. Kuf Ches Omid Beis. Do you find Rav and Levi there? Well, let me ask you if you find the word Gufa, and then after the word Gufa, you'll see Rav.
Yes.
Because Gemara later on quotes Levi.
Yes.
Gufa. So Rav has a discussion there in a case where he took a Chatzi Zayis of Cholav and a Chatzi Zayis of Basar, and he cooked them together. And he says that in such a case, you're not Chayav. And then the Gemara says that Rav would say that you're Chayav in a case of Ba Biyora Gdola. So we'll have to see exactly what the Gemara means there. All right. Now the Rambam in Halacha Beis. The Rambam says Lo Shasak. Correct? Lo Shasak, which is an answer to the question that the Rambam is asking. So I'm going to leave out the word Lo because I want to read the Rambam's question. Shasak HaKosuv means Lesar HaChila. As if the Rambam is asking a question. Again, the Rambam doesn't ask it as a question. He just said, Lo Shasak. He's going to answer this question. But initially, we have to ask the question. Again, if you would ask me, I would have said, Ayin Chveis, I don't know what my, you know, Ayin Orachayim HaKadosh, you know, Ayin Rashi, maybe Rashi would say something about this in his Pirush al Torah. But the Rambam wants to know, why did the Torah leave out Achila? And the Rambam says, nein, the Torah did not leave out Achila. But wait a second. You know, I have a lot of respect for the Rambam, but I looked in the Torah, and I didn't find the word Achila in the context of Basa B'chola. He says, a kal v'chomer. He says the fine. Lo shasak ha-kosuv mi lesar Achila, ela v'bnei sha'asar ha-bishul. The Torah prohibited bishul. Klomar, afilu bishul. The Rambam is adding a word to the Torah that even bishul is awesome. Nowhere in the Torah, except in this context of Basa B'chol, does the Torah say that bishul is awesome. This is a radical chiddush. But the Rambam holds that the bishul is an add-on. Ein tzarich lomar achiloso. The Torah says I don't even have to tell you that it's awesome. That's upgrade. That's simple. And the Rambam goes on to give an example from Bas HaBas. okay, this has to do with Gilui Arayis and the Parsha of Arayis, and the Torah might have said Bas Abas without mentioning Bas, and it's an Afilu Bas Abas. Here also, it's an Afilu Bishul. So Rabbi Bosai, I'm fascinated by this Rambam because one of the issues that it just never stops bothering my mind about Bosai B'chov, I don't know the answer. Is there a relationship between Bishul and Achila? Are there two separate Isurim or they're somehow interrelated? Obviously, they're two separate Isurim in the sense that you get Malkus for each one of them. I'm not saying that. But is Bishul somehow linked up to Achila? What would you say about this? I mean, this bothers my mind.
According to the Rambam, surely. The Iker Iser is Achila,
right,
according to the Rambam.
Right,
and the Bishul
right,
is just
excellent,
a derivative
excellent
of that.
I don't want to use the word derivative. I'll tell you in a minute why. But let me just... Eugene, right? Eugene? I don't want to use the word derivative. I have a different word that I want to use, and I'll tell you why. Yeah, Alan, what do you want to say?
What are you saying? If you're saying, what do you mean by...
I want to know if there's a relationship. I'll give you an example. In Nefesh HaRav, which is a book written by Rav Schechter, in which he quotes the Rav, he says, unbelievable, that he heard from the Rav, in the name of Fader, in the name of Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe vacillated about the following question. Does the Torah prohibit me to be mavashal basa b'cholav if I have no intention of eating that combination? And he talks about a case of, I don't know the details of the case, but they were doing some scientific experiment in a laboratory and they needed to add basa and cholav together. I might have given a different example where I'm in a chef's cooking class, you know, and the goyim are eating their stuff, but I have to, you know, as part of this course, I have to cook and so forth and so on. And the Ramah is going to say I have to be very careful about it.
You know, if someone might eat it. In the chemistry, nobody's going to eat it.
All right, I hear what you're saying, Yosef, but listen to the question of Moshe. I mean, when you hear this question, I don't know, I come on, like, give it a break. You're going to tell me, I'll give you an example. You know that if you, Chas Shom, hit somebody, you violate a law in the Torah. Anybody remember what law that is? Pen Yosef. Right. So the Rambam says, when he quotes this halach in Hilchos Chovah L'Mazik, that you violate this law, the Rambam adds two words. The Rambam says, Shechovah b'chaveru derech nitzayon. Now the word nitzayon means an out of anger. So the Mefarshim learn an unbelievable chiddush from this Rambam. It has to do with, has implications as far as surgery, you know, whether a son could be a surgeon for his father. And derech nitzayon, they say, the Rambam is saying that the only time you violate this Isur Chavala, at least on a Daraisa level right now, is if derech nitzayon, your intention was to beat the living daylights out of them. You know, you were very deliberate and angry about it. But if you did it for some other purpose, you were playing sports, you know, like in certain sports they get a little bit rough. You know, what's that called, that kind of football that the kids play? What do you call it?
Rugby.
Oh, rugby. I don't know. I never heard of rugby. I mean, I heard of it, but... No, the kid, when the kids used to play tackle football. Tackle football. I mean, in tackle football, you know, you give a guy a good zets, right? But you're not doing it derech nitzah. Again, it could get, you could get carried away. It could be derech nitzah. Or, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos, you know, you'll always say that, you know, Makav HaPatish, I have to have in mind that I'm creating a kli. I don't know if you were here when we discussed this, or Tzviya, you know, I have to have in mind that I want to be Tzoveh something so that it should be beautiful. And there are many cases of Tzviya where I'm not interested in beautifying it, and I'm not Chayav from Melechus Tzoveh. Or even in Tzad, it could be that you have to have in mind that you want to capture the animal and take it home. I mean, again, you could probably find a whole bunch of examples where your kavana is part of the avera itself. It's a precondition. So Rav Moshe here, again, I don't know if this is his final maskana, in the Nefesh HaRav it's not clear, but Rav Moshe is entertaining the possibility that you're only chai for bishul basa b'cholav if you had a certain kavana. What was your kavana? To eat it. If I ask you the fine question, if Rav Moshe was here, would you say that there's a relationship between Bishul and Achila? There's a clear-cut answer in Rav Moshe's frame of reference. The answer is yes, to such an extent that if your Kavana in your Bishul is not for the sake of Achila, that's not what the Torah said. Again, Rav Moshe vacillated about this point, but I just want to illustrate such a halamina that Rav Moshe, you know, a thought that crossed his mind that you might not be chayav for Bishul unless you had in mind Achila. So if you have a different kind of bishul, which is not derech nitzayon, I'm just using that phrase, meaning it wasn't done in the context of preparing food, that would not be a violation of bishul. That's pretty mind-boggling.
What'd you do with the posuk?
So he's learning the way the Rambam says it, that when the Torah says bishul, it really means achila and bishul. And it says afilu achila, but it's really achila plus bishul. So bishul becomes... I'm sorry, I meant to say plus bishul, I'm sorry. But you understand when I make these mistakes. So what I mean to say is that now the Isar bishul is sort of an introduction to the Isar achila. So I don't want to use the word, what was the word you used before, Eugene?
Derivative.
A derivative. I don't want to call it a derivative. I want to call it a precondition. It's almost a, I would use the word, it's a preliminary state. You know, if you want to eat basar b'chol, so what do? You cook basar b'chol. Cooking basar b'chol is a preparation for achila. Again, it doesn't mean you have to eat it in order to get malchus for bishul, but at least you might have to have kavana for the sake of bishul, and that's what it means for the sake of achila, and that's what it means there. Bishul asator, there. Bishul asator means for the sake of achila, and again, it would be really way out on our part to make this connection between bishul and achila, but. I'm going to be so much on Nefesh HaRav. I mean, if the Nefesh HaRav of the Rav Moshe says such a wild idea, and I say it's wild, I mean, if you told this over in the yeshivas, they would push it, laugh you out of the base medrash, that you're only chayef and bishul on a deraisa level. If you had in mind to prepare a food stuff for achil, but if you're doing it as part of some sort of scientific experiment, that's not called the bishul at the Torah Asa. But I would bring a little bit of a support. I'm not saying it's a proof from this Rambam, as you pointed out before.
It's actually the Rambam that is why.
The Rambam is saying something pretty way out. The Rambam is tying these two Isurim together to such an extent that the Torah is telling you basically don't eat basar b'cholov. And the Rambam has no problem of shtika here. There's no shtika here. The Torah was not silent on Isur basar b'cholov. It says that you're not allowed to eat it. How does it say that you're not allowed to eat it? You're not allowed to cook it because you'll eat it. That's how the Rambam's learning it. That even cooking is also because it's the preliminary stage to achilah. Yeah, Rambam.
Where is the Rambam?
Here, Perek Tes. Please, I stole your Rambam. I know.
I extend that to Hanah. If I'm cooking it to my dog.
Yeah. I would extend it to Hanah as well. That to the same extent that bishul is kind of a preliminary stage to achila, bishul is a preliminary stage to hanor, and maybe even the achila is a preliminary stage to hanor, and that's what I think we could get out of the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. Maybe if you take a look at the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, which is on the second paragraph, he writes the following: Shebasar b'cholav nesar b'hanor mipnesha asro akosim l'achila. What a heavy statement of the Rambam. You know, I don't ask questions about why the Torah tells you can't benefit from something. That's not my jurisdiction, but the Rambam decides to take that on. And he says that the only reason the Torah says you're not allowed to have hanah from basar b'cholov is mipnesha asra kosav l'achila. Now it comes out, according to the Rambam, that achila is really the primary form of hanah, but we're going to expand it. You know, it's like, you know, you throw a stone into the thing and you get the ripple effect. So the ripple effect of achila is to encompass all hana. And now achila becomes, in a sense, a paradigm of hana.
That's not a general rule. You have many things that are supposed to be announced about it.
Why didn't you do it the other way around that? Should be also said
hana. No, what the Rambam is saying is that whenever the Torah imposes hana, an Isur hana, that's the Torah's decision whether you know whether such a chefetz should be also hana or not. I mean, the Torah would be machalik between you know, nevela and chelev on the one end, and kelaim and orla and bas b'chol on the other end. But what it means is, according to the Rambam, whenever the Torah prohibits hana, it's not a separate Isur. Hanah is really representative, according to the Rambam, of a category, of an all-inclusive umbrella organization. And what is that umbrella organization? It's an expansion of what? Of Achila. Achila becomes now your paradigm of Hanah, whenever the Torah prohibits Hanah. Let's read the Rambam.
There's extra pasuk.
I don't know about an extra pasuk, but look at the lumdus of the Rambam. This is mamish a lumdus of Rambam. The Rambam says, Shekol Isra Achila, Asr Hanah. He quotes Chizkiah Rabbi Avo. You remember this sugi that we spent a lot of time on in Pesachim, Chafei, wherever it was. And there was one sheet. I don't have a Gemara Pesachim. I forget whether it's Chizkiah Rabbi Avo. It'll probably come to me in a second. And according to that sheet, though, whenever the Torah says something is also be achila, what does achila mean? It means hana as well. In the case of nevela, the Torah says thou shalt not eat nevela. It means you're not allowed to benefit from the nevela until the Torah comes along and says l'ger Hashem b'sharecha titnena. But until the Torah is matir anah, the Isra Achila is indicative of an entire class, entire category, which includes any form of anah. Achila is the most profound anah that you could have. And therefore the Rambam says that Ein Sham Kosuv Sha'osa Achila So V'Kosuv Uksav Sha'osa Anah. So we never find that the Torah has one pasuk to prohibit Achila and another pasuk to prohibit Hanah. The Torah is only going to say thou shalt not eat it. And then included in that is going to be Hanah, because the Achila is a paradigm of Hanah. Chak Shnei Hanyonim Yachan Heim Isur Basar B'Cholah. And therefore, when you take basar b'chol and you put it together and you cook it, then the Torah says it's asur. And when the Torah says it's asur, the Torah is saying that it's asur even but bishul. Bishul means that it's asur b'achila, and achila means it's asur b'anah. So the Rav wants to say a pshat. A whole new concept comes out of this Rambam. A new terminology. I've never seen this before. The Rambam holds that there's something called Ikara Isur and something called Tofel, Isur Tofel. So you have something that's Osur Bachil and Osur Bano. Do I identify either one of these two Isurim as A, an Ikara Isur, and B, as an Isur Tofel? The Rav is interpreting the Rambam as introducing a new concept called an Isur Tofel. And the Rambam is suggesting that the Isur Hanah in Basar B'Cholov is an Isur Tofel. It's Nimshach. Nimshach means it's dragged along. It's a pol yotze. It's a repercussion, an expansion, as a tolda of the Ikara Isur. What is Ikara Isur? Achila. And that's what Basar B'Cholov is. It's primarily an Isur Achila. However, when the Torah prohibits something in Achila, it indicates that there are secondary kinds of Hanos that are like Achila, that are an expansion or an expression of Achila. Achila is Hanah. But Achila is the most profound of all Hanos. Why? Because I ate it, it went into my body. It wasn't that I sold it to you or fed it to my dog. That is the most profound form of Hanah. But Achila and Hanah are one Isur. And it's made up of two parts. There's the Iker and the Tofel. The Iker is the Achila when you take it into your belly, and the Tofel is going to be the Ano when you sell it to a guy, or you feed it to a dog, or whatever you do with it.
And Bishul?
I don't know. Hold on to your question about Bishul, because I'm not focused on it. I just want to see how this could possibly help us about Isur Mosav. Let's go over the question. Our question was, how could the Rambam say that if you cook chalav with nevela and then you eat it, you're not chayav for basar b'cholov because ain't Isur chal Isur, and it's not an Isur Mosav? What do you mean it's not an Isur Mosav? Of course it's an Isur Mosav. I added the Isur Hanah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, a mind-boggling chiddush. Mishum hachi kol shelo chal Isur achila de basar b'cholov, nemela lo chal gam Isur Hanah. What does this mean? That the Isur Hanah is totally dependent upon the Isur Achila. In fact, it's just an extension or a secondary application of the Isur Hanah. The Isur Achila. And if that be the case, then we're going to apply the principle of Ein Isur Chal Isur. Hanah is not considered a Mosif, because basically Achila and Hanah are one and the same. Achilu is just a primary example of Hanoah. But any Hanoah is considered a spin-off, so to speak, a tolda of Achilu. So when do we say the principle of Isur Mosiv? That's if you have a brand new Isur. But if you have the old Isur, that's just an extension of the old Isur. And therefore, basically, Basa B'cholav is Osav Achilu. But we're going to include Hanoah because Achilu indicates Hanoah. Achilu is the prime mode of Hanoah. And therefore, when the Torah says something is also b'achila, like the case of Basa B'chol, we're going to extend it to include the Hanoah, because we're going to say, well, the Torah wants to prohibit all forms of Hanoah, although the Torah explicitly only mentioned achila. So the Isra Hanoah is just a tafel, that's nimshach, it's nigrar, as a tolda to the Isra Achila. That's not called an Isra Mosif. An Isra Mosif means when you have a separate independent Isra that's being added to the original Isra. But if there's no independent Isra, it's just something that's dragged along as an extension and expansion of the original Isra, that's not called Mosif. So that when you add Basa B'cholav to Chelev or Nevela, you're not adding an Isra Hanoah, because Basa B'cholav is an Isra Achila, and the Isra Achila includes Hanoah. We're not adding a separate independent Isra. That's not called Mosif. So you could argue against the Rav in two different ways. In other words, the Rav is being Mechadish two different Chidushim here. And they overlap here in this case. First of all, the Rav is being Mechadish an unbelievable Chidush, that Hanoah is only another form of Achila, and it's really a Tafel. Secondly, the Rav is adding a new twist on what an Isur Mosif is. When you have an addition, when an Isur Hanoah is not a separate independent Isur, if I can convince you that my first Chidush is correct, that the Isur Hanoah is nothing more than an Isur Achila, then we're going to say it's not an Isur Mosif. And that also you can argue against. Why? Because Lamaisa, you can't have Hanoah, meaning the Nevela I can feed to my dog. That's exactly what the Torah tells me to do with my Nevela. But in the case of Basa B'chol, I can't feed it to my dog. So I've added an Isur Hanoah, a name. Says the Rav, that's not called an Isur Mosif. Why? Because I'm not going to look at the Befoal, and you know, the actuality is that what? That I can't feed it to my dog as a result of the Bishul Becholo. But I'm going to look at the definition of the Isur in abstract terms. And this is what he reads into the Rambam about why Basa B'chol is not called an Isur Mosif, because the Isur is one Isur, which is Achila and Hanoah. They're all the same. The Torah, when it says Achila, it means Hanoah as well. And Achi Fardit L'cha Kosu. And therefore, it's not an Isur Mosif. But now we're stuck with Kodshin, are we not? That's the second half of this paragraph.
Why did the Rav take that? If Achila and Hanoah are the same, why didn't he pick that the Isur is Hanoah and that Achila would be a part of Hanoah?
Well, again, if you're saying Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, then the Isur Basa B'cholav as an entity and all its permutations is not Chal. So if you're asking me with regard to this Chalev that was now cooked with milk, can I feed it to my dog? Will I be Chai for Basa B'cholav if I eat it? And so forth and so on. The answer to all these questions is that you don't have an Isur Basa B'cholav, because Basa B'cholav is not Chal. Why isn't it Chal? Because of Ein Isur Chal Al Isur.
Hanoah is not an action. Hanoah is a state. What do you mean? General category.
I'm not sure if I know
because
what you mean. Hanoah is an action.
You have to say what you did to have the Hanoah. That's what it is. So that when you eat something, you have Hanoah. You can't talk about having Hanoah in Luft. It has to apply to some action.
I follow what you're saying. In other words, we have to get a list and enumerate a list of actions that are included in Hanoah. For example, selling it and getting money for it, or
right,
feeding it to
then you couldn't call Hanoah the tachlit, and everything else is the tafel, because Hanoah is in and of itself is not an action. It has to have
again,
an
according
to
Rav Soloveitchik, again, you don't have to buy into this, but that's how he's interpreting the Rambam. You'll have to come up with a better shot in the Rambam. He's saying that the Hanoah is nothing more than a form of Achila.
Fine, that may be so, but all of that is a Gemara and Pesachim. All of that is based on a Lashon of Achila.
Right.
But you don't have a Lashon of Achila.
Right.
So according to Rav Soloveitchik, we can ask the following question. Like, for example, what about Basa B'chol Shalom Kederach Achila? So let's say you have Hanoah in an unusual way. So usually when the Torah says Achila, it has to be Kedarka. What about Basa B'chol? It doesn't say Achila in the Torah. Maybe
they feed you Basa B'chol intravenously.
Right, but intravenous Basa B'chol.
No, but even
is there an Easter in that? Would you say there's an
Iker? Certainly not. But then I would say without the Rav, because...
Maybe Hanah is only connected.
Yeah, Hanah has to be Kedarka. The question is what we do with those cases where the Torah didn't mention Achila.
Why wouldn't it be enough then to have only twice in the Torah of Sadar Show?
Yeah,
the second one being Achila, I'll learn Hanah from that.
That's an excellent question. Yeah, why do we need Achiyova Kos Lahatir, and here the Torah was never Matir Hanah? So that's going to be based on a different halacha that we might equate Basa B'Cholav with other kinds of Yisurim like Chelev and Dam and the Vela. Now, I don't know where the Gemara goes through this. I don't remember offhand. I'll try to find a few. Maybe you could find it.
He's done the Klavai. When the Torah says Lo Yochal, then it's Lo Yeochal, it's Yisrael.
But that's the other Shita. Yeah, that's... I forget. Again, if you give me Gemara Pesachim, I didn't get a chance to go through the Gemara Pesachim. It's Chizkia Navo. You know, I don't remember... Right.
What's the halacha of the...
Just Ramosa, can you give me... I'm looking at the clock here and I want to get to the punchline of this whole shiur. And that is, how do we differentiate between Kodshim, where the Rambam calls it an Isur Mosif, because Kodshim is Osir Banah, and Basa B'Cholav, where the Rambam says the Isur Anah is nothing more than the full permutation, the full-blown Isur Achila, and if you're not adding another Isur. But why not say the same thing by the Isur Anah of Kodshim? Zach the Rav, this is beautiful, this is so profound. Again, Halavai, I should understand it, but this is deep, deep, deep. The Rav says that in Kodshim, the Isur Hanah has nothing to do with the Isur Achila. They're two separate entities. The Torah says that Kodshim has to be treated in a certain way. It's holy, if you pardon the expression, right? And you can't benefit from it. This has nothing to do with the Isur Achila, Isur Hanah. We're not talking about Hanah as a representative of Achila or Achila as the paradigm of Hanah. We're talking about an Isur Kodshim of Hanah Kodshim. And he proves it. Because the Isur Me'ila applies in Kodshim even in cases where there's no Isur Lav of Achila. So take, for example, if you have Kodshi Kodshim, which are Nechal Akonim, or Shlomim, which is Nechal Abaylim, in all these cases you're allowed to eat it, but nevertheless you can't sit on it, you can't jump on it, and you can't use it to scratch your back. It's an Isur Hanah in Kodshim. The Isur Hanah in Kodshim is totally independent of the Isur Achila. I'm telling you, Rabosai, you can make a Birchas Hanenim on this Shtickle Torah, and it would not be a Brachal Batol. How can you not enjoy this Shtickle Torah? In Macholas Asuros, Achil is nothing more than a form of Hanah. And the Torah prohibits Hanah based on Achila. However, you can't say that in Kodshim. Kodshim, the Isra Hanah, is because you're not allowed to have Hanah from Kodshim. Has nothing to do with the Isra Achila. Hareyu Isra Bifnei Atzma. Umishum Hachi Chashiv Ki Isra Mosif. Why? Because you're adding a whole new entity. When it was Chelev, it was not Kodshim, and it was not Osir Banah. Chelev is Mutar Banah. But now you're adding an Isur Hanah as a separate entity. It's not swallowed up as an extension in the Isur Achila. No. Again, there may be an Isur Achila in Kodshim in certain cases. And then you'll have an overlap of the Isur Achila and the Isur Hanah, but for two separate reasons. The Isur Achila might be an Isur Achila per se. But the Isur Hanah is a separate Isur Hanah from Kodshim, and it generates a chiyuv of a parsha me'ilah. Is there Shaper Chal Af Heichosh HaKodshim Kvar Asurim Ba'achila Mitam Acher?
Well,
he's suggesting that even if it's also Achila, the Isur Hanah is a Kodshim Diki Isur because of the Shem Kodesh, and I'll prove it to you, because even the absence of an Isur Achila
would be Isur. Better prove it to me if there's a Kodshim that you're allowed to eat, which there are, but you're still not allowed to get Hanah.
Correct, that's what he's talking about. So that's I gave an example.
But Mutar Achila.
That's the same. The fact that in your case it's Mutav Achila means that the Isur Hanah Kodshim in general is not something that emanates from the Isur Achila. The Isur Achila Luchud, the Isur Kodshim Luchud. And the Hanah from Kodshim is a separate independent Isur. That's when the Rambam allows you to apply the Din of Mosif and will apply the principle of Yesh Isur Chalal Isur. Why? Because it's a Mosif. You're adding a whole new Isur. But not so in the case of Hanah's Basa B'Cholav on top of Chelev or Nevela, because there you're not adding a whole new Iser. The Iser itself is built into the Iser Achila. It's just another a form of permutation, especially in the Iser Achila. That's not called Mosif. Again, it's Gevaldige Chidushim here, which you can either accept or reject. It's up to you. You know, the burden of proof is on the Rav. But he's trying to prove from this Rambam that the Rambam has a new definition of an Iser Mosif. So I mentioned to you before, and that was the diuk of Yechiel at the beginning, which I tried to fudge a little bit, that it's very strange. And the Shach notices this. He makes a big deal about this. The Rambam says, Basa b'chalef osu levashlo, v'yosu l'ochlo min ha-Torah. And then he says, v'yosu b'ano. Very strange. The Rambam should have written the following, if a lot pedagogically. He should have said, Minat Torah. He left the Minat Torah, should have left it to the end. Yeah. Furthermore, the Rambam says that on a violation of the Isra, no, you don't get Malkus. So, for example, in the case of Basim Bechol, the maximum number of Malkus you can get is for Bishol and Achila. And the Rambam goes out of his way to say, Hamavashal is Loke. Vim Achal Loke, another set of Malkus. But Hanoah doesn't generate Malkus.
But Achila is Hanoah.
I meant to say Hanoah doesn't generate. What did I say? You said that.
How could you say that Hanoah has a separate Malkus, because you've already given a Malkus for Achila, and Achila is Hanoah?
Okay, I agree with you 100%, but it's got to be an Issa Tufel, right? And that's why you don't get Malkus. The Shach raises the following possibility. I'm even afraid to say it, but you know, if you said this in the Rav Shia, he would push and throw you out of Shia. I'm telling you, the Shach raises the possibility that the Iser Anon Bas V'Chol is Drabonim, and then the Shach rejects it. Now that,
it's not the lashon of the Rambam, though. I mean,
Rambam says you put it from Malkus. That doesn't mean it's also Drabonim, but the Shach found another Rambam, which I have to find for you. I don't have it right now, unfortunately. If I had 5 minutes, but it's I'm very pressured here because of Mincha. If somebody could just open the door, I don't want to miss Mincha. The Rambam mentions elsewhere the cases of Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara and Basa B'Cholav, and the Rambam says that the Hanah in those cases is Midivrei Sofrim. Maybe you feel you could do a quick word search for it. It's here. I don't remember what perek it is, and I apologize for that. I'll get it to you tomorrow. So the Shach says, the Rambam says explicitly, Midivrei Sofrim, Midivrei Sofrim is the Rabbanon. And then the Shach rejects it, and he says that the words Midivrei Sofrim in the Rambam are referring only to the Sefer. That's the case of Chulin Shenishkatu Bazor. But to the Reisha, the Isra Ano is Dorais. But again, it crossed the mind of the Shach. And yesterday I saw it inside, that there would be that we could downgrade the level of Hanah to an Issa Drabon. I mean, if that be the case, then the whole Shia goes down the tubes.
Why
Bas V'Chol is not an Issa Mosif? It's because the Issa Hanah is only Drabon, and that doesn't make it into an Issa Mosif.
Why doesn't the Shach quote the Rambam who doesn't say Min HaTorah with reference to Hanah, only Min HaTorah?
Don't worry, the Shach will take care of it. Can somebody open the door? Because I think they're in the Amido. All right.